Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this one, as those of you who listen know, and it's written instead of spoken, different words, different channels, and done on different days for that reason. So, what a lot of emotional ups and downs. At least I've been through, and mostly for last week is sleep patterns changing. So let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, you've been exposed to energies that you weren't aware existed while of Earth in any other lifetime. What is happening is that the transition is speeding up. You know, when it first started, it was like a train running at the station. The engine was running, but it wasn't going anywhere, and then it slowly started moving. And now, because you have attained so much in such a little time, not according to your thoughts perhaps, but universally, well of Earth, that the train is going at lightning speed. Items are flying by your vision and your thought processes. You were in the forest, you're in the meadows, you're in the mountains, you're in the ocean. It is just flashing by. And soon, and many of you are saying, oh no, soon it's going to be that more that you're on an airplane where you travel through an area within seconds instead of 5 or 10 minute increments. You see what we are saying is it is speeding up exponentially. What was will never be the same again. But you won't want it to. You see, most of you are on 3D time yet, where shifts and changes take decades, centuries, millennia, and yet what is happening now is now you're changing at the speed of a rapid train, and soon it will be an airplane, because each day you are building up your inner resources, your inner being, to be able to take that speed. You know, in order for planes to fly in the air, they had to be built in certain ways, with certain safety features. And, when they started building middle planes, they had certain bolts and gears and whatever that they had to put in place so the metal object would stay in the air. For indeed, you can't lift a plane up with your finger or even your hands. So it is so heavy, it should fall to the ground. But it is engineered so it does not. The same has been happening to your physical being. You've been re-engineered. So what would have destroyed you even just months ago is now part of your being. The obvious question is, what about those who are just starting their transition or are in the midst of it or are at a different place than you? The energies, while they fall to the earth uniformly, the human physical body and the animals and the plants and whatever will take in what is appropriate for their being. You initiated this energy drop, if you will. And it started very slowly. And all the while that you were accepting and shifting the energies within your being, others were accepting it on their skin, or, you know, what we are saying is at different levels of acceptance. That has been since this transition started. That has been so. It is just that you were the forerunners. So now when the energies come in, you are able to accept them all. Hence your transition from the train at the station to now zooming along the countryside, and soon you will be like an airplane in the sky, zooming along long distances quickly. And also, the train and airplane analogy is applicable in another way. When you are in a train, you are on the ground. If you so chose, unwisely we might add, but if you so chose to jump from the train, you would be on the ground immediately. Painfully so, we might add. But with an airplane, you cannot jump without a parachute. You cannot touch the earth immediately. And once you reach the plane level, airplane level of energy acceptance, you will be more distant from the 3D world than you are even now. You see, many of you are isolating yourselves because of COVID. And we put that in quotation marks because it is appropriate for you to isolate yourself now. Because there are many parts of your being that are shifting. Yes, changing your sleep patterns, your behavior patterns, your thought processes, your acceptance. And it is easier to do so while you are more isolated. Now, many of you were saying the isolation from COVID is depressing, is sad, it's isolating. It is, yes, yes, and yes, and yes. And you were saying not only forerunners, but everybody is doing it to some extent. Yes, yes, and yes. Again, when the energies hit the earth, arrive on the earth, each being accepts what they are capable of accepting. It is a beautiful grand plan that you are the forerunners of. So your energies are, the energies are accepted more by your body than those not a forerunner. At the same time, the shifts necessary to accept all those energies require some isolation. And so it is, you are. Now, you were saying, but those not of forerunner status are also isolated. Yes, and they are accepting energies also. But please remember the piece that you forerunners start the path for others. Show the path, light the path. So for you, when accepting energies, it's always more intense. Because those who follow you better understand consciously and subconsciously what is happening. And those following you in other waves aren't as enmeshed in 3D because 3D is evolving, you see. When you started, 3D was 3D. And you were the outliers. You were the ones that went outside the box. And now the box is dissolving. So there isn't such clear-cut lines between being outside the box or being of the box. Because 3D is lessening. It's growing smaller. 3D isn't as important. It isn't the social norm. Now you say, well, of course it is. You hear the news, you see the news, of course it is. No, because what is making so many of you uncomfortable, forerunners and non-forerunners, is the discomfort, the contention, the anger of this isn't right. And if 3D were deeply ensconced, those feelings would not be visible or available. Do you see what we're saying? More and more people are stepping outside the 3D box and saying, I don't like it. I need to change it. And because of you, they are doing it much more rapidly than you did. So, your isolation is important. It won't be as important for those following it in following waves when they get to this same point. Now your train is speeding by. In a few days, yes, a few days, you will be in an airplane gliding over 3D. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Good day.